And it's interesting because what we're about to get into is about as far away from the Beatles as you can possibly get.
By the way, how did this start? I was racking my brain last night trying to figure out how we got into even a conversation about Dragon Force.
I was too. And I can't remember it for sure, but I want to say that Shoopy found it. It's just something that somebody turned him on to, or he stumbled across it, and he found it just so crazy that he unleashed it on the masses.
I know it's big from the video game Guitar Hero, because it was the hardest song from the video game. And if you could play that song all the way through,
you were the master.
Then you were amazing.
At some point, though, it was introduced to us. That song was, and we laughed so hard for so long at how ridiculous the song was and how just impossible it would be to actually play that.
And the running joke was if Mike was ever late for a return cut or got stuck in the doo-doo hut or lost his fob and couldn't get back in, because he handles all of the music.
Yeah.
Stop emailing me about it. I don't do the return cuts. Mike does, at the Old Gray Wolf.
Yes. If you've got something to bitch about, bitch at me, not them.
Nor do I handle the internet stream. I have nothing to do with the internet stream or the amount of commercials or what types of commercials are played.
Yes. So, take all that elsewhere.
Yes. That's somebody else, and I don't know who. But anyway, if he was ever late and couldn't play his return music, we'd fire off Dragon Force, and then he'd come running in here and go, "Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!"
And then we started kicking it around.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If they ever show up here, somebody needs to go see them. And you were genuinely interested in seeing them. This wasn't a bit.
No, it wasn't.
Just to see if they could pull it off or how they pulled it off.
Yes, yes. I really wanted to see this.
Okay.
On a number of different levels. First of all, yeah, I wanted to see how and if they could actually pull this stuff off and what it was like. And I also wanted to see who was into this, what kind of extreme creature it must take to be into this.
Like Mushmouth.
With a beak?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I got
a beak?
I got my answer to all of those questions last night when they rolled through the House of Blues. Now, they were opening for Camelot with a K.
And what does that mean to anybody?
I don't know.
You
don't know.
I didn't
hang around for Camelot.
With a K.
I had other places to go. My interest was in Dragon Force and purely in Dragon Force. And I got the answer to every question that I could have possibly had about this group and this scene. And the answer to many of those questions was not as much as I thought it would be.
What?
Just about every question about Dragon Force can be answered with not as much as I thought it would be. Like, was it loud? Yeah, but not as much as I thought it would be.
Okay.
Was it just so unbelievably hardcore that I was standing there with in sheer amazement? Yeah, but not as much as I thought I would. Was the crowd the fringe element? Yeah, but not as much as I thought they would be.
See, my guess is the crowd would be
nerdy?
Predominantly male and white.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, probably something that you might see at a Rush concert.
Yes, yes, like some sort of prog band back in the day or now.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to a Rush concert, so I really can't speak to this, but I think the crowd was probably slightly edgier and slightly more metal-driven than the Rush fan might be.
Maybe a little bit younger.
Yeah, definitely younger. For sure.
How new or old is Dragon Force? Do we even know? Are they in their 20s or 30s?
I can't tell. They look like they're probably in their 30s.
I'd say that's about right.
Okay.
There are six of them. They have two guitars, bass, drums, a guy who plays keyboards, guitar, and guitar, and can play that guitar just as well as the other two guys can and play the same stuff. And
what are they wearing?
And a singer.
A singer, yeah, and a singer.
I have this vision in my mind, but I know I'm wrong.
I bet they're wearing jeans and T-shirts, right?
Some of them are a little bit more flashed out than others. There's a lot of sleeveless action going on up there.
I did have that in my brain.
Mm-hmm. There was one guy who played the whole show with a stocking cap pulled down over his head.
Over his face?
No, no, not over his face, just over his head.
Okay.
Kind of like The Edge does sometimes.
Right.
That's
to hide the baldness.
There was one thing that I was very surprised by, though, and that was the absence of tattoos on these guys.
They don't have time to get tattoos because they're practicing.
Oh, God.
To do that, you have to get up in the morning, make coffee, turn on your metronome, and run scales for 12 hours.
Did the drummer look like Lou Ferrigno?
No. He was just an ordinary-looking guy. Now, I think, and I hope I'm not bursting any bubbles here, and I can't prove this. I was looking around, all around me in the sound booth and watching what was going on the side of the stage to see if there was some indication of this, although I really didn't know what to look for. But I think that somebody's getting some help with some tracks up there with this stuff somewhere. And it's probably on drums, too. Because I was expecting the drummer to be all frantic back there and everything, and he was not. He was just kind of sitting there doing the double bass thing. I mean, that is the essential groove.
Yeah.
Are his feet going in unison?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, the kick drum action is the biggest thing about him.
Now, what you're looking at in this situation, and this is super snobby, geeky music dork crap, but he's probably using triggers, meaning that when you hit the drum, regardless of how hard, how fast, it sends an electronic signal to a computer that plays a sample. So you're actually playing it, but it doesn't, how hard you hit the drum does not determine the volume. So he could be playing very soft.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's having to do to have the stamina.
I think so.
To do that. And if you just barely tap the kick drum, it's going to sound like, it'll sound big.
Yeah. And there were some portions in,
flat the five, you idiot.
There were some parts of certain songs where they would really ramp the volume up on the kick drums for a few bars.
I'm sure.
So I think there is some sort of electronic help like that going on. As to the guitars, those guys can really do this stuff. Are they, you know, best of kind out there? I don't know. I don't see enough of that to know. But those guys can really play the stuff. Everything you're hearing there, they can actually do.
Did every song devolve into this, into that?
To.
Yeah.
That's their only trick.
Every song?
Yes, just about.
Were you going insane?
No. It didn't drive me as crazy as I thought it was, because it wasn't as loud as I thought it would be. I mean, I was all set to go in there and just have my head rattled.
Listen
with this
stuff.
Listen
to this,
stuff.
Though. How do you... What is that? Woo!
I mean, it's like bits within bits within bits.
But it was all done at a very normal volume. It's all very, very choreographed. Like, these guys know where to be on the stage at all times. There are many times where There's a platform on the stage, and whoever's soloing will get up there. And then the other player will get up there and stand next to him and play a few things on his guitar. There's a lot of the Van Halen stuff going on, you know.
The tapping.
Yeah, the tapping. There's a lot of that going on. And there are times when like, there'll be three or four of them up there. Now,
right.
the bass player, you hardly notice him. But he was the most heavily tattooed one. The singer had tattoos on his upper arms, and that was it. But the rest of them...
all clean?
Yeah, rest of them didn't have any.
Were there a lot of fists in the air, like, as they were going through it?
Yes.
There was a lot of standing and watching.
There was a lot of standing and watching, but their fans knew what they were looking at.
Air guitar?
No, I didn't see too much air guitar. Now, there were a couple times...
That's impossible to even air guitar that stuff.
No, you can't do it.
There were a couple times where he called for the mosh circle to form down below, and it did.
And there was
a
lot
of shoving.
And guys
were out there running into each other. There were several times where he told everybody to jump up and down, and they did. It was all very carefully choreographed and very carefully, tightly presented. All those guys knew where they were supposed to be and when they were supposed to be there and what they were supposed to do. And there was no room for any kind of improvisation or anything.
Okay, let me ask you this. As far as the crazy guitar soloing and the players, were they like effortless with it and running around? Or was when it came time to go crazy and play fast, were they really focused and concentrating on what they were doing?
There was a mix of the two. Okay. There was a lot of effortlessness and running around and being at the right place and showmanship and everything.
It seems to me that would take the ultimate in concentration.
No doubt. Like Stevie Ray Vaughan, it was almost an extension of his arms and hands, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, even though it was the ultimate weapon, it seemed effortless.
Mm-hmm.
But with this sound, I don't know how you could do it if you had one beer. Like, can you imagine being jacked up trying to play something like that?
No, I can't. But this seems more effortless than Stevie Ray did. I mean, these guys do this so much, and they are so steeped in this style that they really did make it look easy. You know?
That's amazing.
And I'm one of the thought of, is this really all there is to this? Crossed my mind a few times as I was standing out there watching.
That's relatively impressive.
Yeah, and
you know, did they have? I'm looking at someone sent a picture.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Roy, who was at the show, he took a picture of you as well.
Yes.
So I'm looking at the band now. I love the backdrop.
Yeah.
It just says Dragon Force. Very gothic lettering.
Force.
The singers between song raps were just the standard rock and roll cliche stuff. Hey, effing Dallas, Texas, been an effing long time. We're really glad to be here in effing Dallas, Texas tonight with all you effers. You know, just all that standard stuff.
Thank you, by the way.
With all you effers.
Okay, did you have fun?
I don't regret this one bit.
Did you like it?
Did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
Would you go back and see it again?
I don't think so. Once is enough.
Okay.
But I don't consider this a totally wasted evening by any means.
Do you have any interest in sampling their music and listening to it on the reg?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not my bag for sure. But it was very much the bag of those people who were there.
And they were into it?
Yes. I was standing around watching them. They were singing along. They knew the words. And they absolutely, positively knew what was going on up there.
Sold out?
There was a decent crowd there. It wasn't like, you know, people packed all the way back to the bar there at the House of Blues. But the floor was filled up in the area where... I mean, you saw that picture. Yeah. There were people all around me there. It was a pretty tight fit.
Who was it that Tenacious D, who was their favorite guitar player? Remember, they just loved him. He was the guy with the long black hair, the little short, tiny guitar player, metal dude. Dude, it was like their muse. They mentioned him in a lot of songs.
You mean Ronnie James Dio?
Yes, Dio. Yeah. They look like some sort of... spawn of Ronnie James Dio.
Oh,
like kind of balding but with, yet long hair.
Yeah. That's always a good look.
Oh boy, is it ever. Always.
It's like Dan in 5 years if he let it go.
Wow, man.
I don't hate it, though. I don't hate it, and I am not sorry that I went.
Okay. I'm glad you did.
Am I going to go back? No, I don't think so, but... this is one of those things that I feel like, you know, you should try to see if you can. I think it does everybody good to experience the fringe element now and then.
Sure.
And I do not regret this.
Nice.
At all.
Nice.
So,
shout out to the Force.
Yeah, shout out to the Force.